Season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports. AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
James Patrick, where tonight your Bradford Owls take on the St. Mary's Flying Dutchman. I already told you about the JV game, except I wasn't on the air. So in an exciting JV game earlier, your Bradford Owls won in double overtime, 54-47. St. Mary's did hit a buzzer-beating shot at the end of regulation to send it to overtime. Your Owls, they went to double overtime. Both teams struggled in, single overtime, and then in double overtime, your Owls pulled away. So the JV Owls continue their impressive season. As for the Varsity Owls and the Varsity Dutchmen, they're both similar seasons so far this year as we get into the final 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Both teams certainly not what they expected. They did meet earlier this year at the Owl's Nest, and your Bradford Owls won quite handily. I'm sure the boys are expecting similar results. Excuse me. But no two games are the same. One difference here for your Owls tonight is the JV players are going to, they've been involved in all the warm-ups. They are listed on the scorebook tonight and may see some action. Some of the other JVs. I know Daniel Marasco and Marcus Terwilliger probably be tired. They just played a full game plus two overtimes. So we're going to take a short break here for the national anthem. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Welcome back to St. Mary's, where tonight your Bradford Owls take on the St. Mary's Flying Dutch. This is James Patrick. Thank you for being with us this evening. Starting lineups tonight for St. Mary's going to be Davis, A. Nadzinski, Gavazzi, Paul, and Louis Nadzinski. For your Owls, number 1, Adam Ward. Number 10, Jake France. Number 12, Brendan Warner. Number 21, Chase Weinberg. And number 23, Talon Reese. Like I said, these two teams met, 3 weeks ago or so in the Owls Nest, and the Owls will come away victorious. We're winding down on the end of the season here, and the Owls have a little personal thing I'd like to see him accomplish. I'd like to see him get back to 500. I believe they're 7-11 on the season, and I think they can get there. So see if we can get it back to a 500 record. As long as the key to tonight's game, as it has been for many Owls game, avoid the turnovers, create turnovers. When they get their hands in the lanes and when they're long, especially with Chase Weinberg on that three-quarter press, they create havoc on the other offense and create their own offense. When the Owls get rolling, it's very pretty to watch. Sometimes they go the opposite direction, but hopefully tonight everything will be on point. Nice, uncharacteristic, good ride down to St. Mary's tonight. Usually don't get that about January 31st. That's your weather report for this evening. I'm as far away from the scorer's table as we can get tonight, so bear with me on the foul calls. We'll get them, but they'll be delayed a bit. It's a good view here, and I do have a speaker right above my head, as you can probably tell. The pregame music was extremely loud. So, players getting their last-minute instructions. Once again, Davis, Nadzinski, Gavazzi, Paul, and Louis Nadzinski. Ward, France, Warner, Weinberg, Reese for your Owls. Owls are in their road red, trimmed in black and white. Dutch are in their home whites, trimmed in blue and red. Chase Weinberg will be jumping for the Owls against Louis Nadzinski for St. Mary's. And we're going to get underway here. And the Owls win the toss. Jake France across the timeline. Brandon Warner up top of the key. Back to Jake. Over to Adam Ward. The point. Foul line jumper by Weinberg is good. Chase was open at the top of at the foul line there. A turnaround jumper. And the Owls put, Adam Ward with it close to a steal. They put a little bit of pressure on there. St. Mary's gets it across the timeline. Here's a three ball for St. Mary's off the mark. And almost rebounded by Jake France, but tipped out of bounds off of Jake. So St. Mary's will maintain possession under their own basket. So a quick two there for the Owls. Chase Weinberg with a turnaround jumper. And man-to-man defense to start for your Owls. St. Mary's inbounds. Around the outside. Adam Ward got picked. An open shot for St. Mary's off the mark, but rebounded. Offensive rebound by St. Mary's. There's a turnaround jumper. And that's good by Paul for St. Mary's. And our game is tied at two. Owls go away quick. Jake traveled. Several quick passes and a little too speedy on the feet there for Jake France. So St. Mary's going to inbound in front of their own bench. Three-quarter court pressure. Chase Weinberg. And St. Mary's across the timeline. And that did leave an open man. Davis was open underneath, but the fastball was thrown from the foul line way too fast. He wasn't able to handle it, so your Owls come away with the ball. Jake France across the timeline. Around the top, looking for somebody. Oh, boy. I bet you love when I just laugh like that. Anyways, they tried the alley-oop to a Talon Reese, and it was meant for another foot and a half taller Talon Reese. So the Owls turn it over. St. Mary's has the ball, working it around the outside. Owls in a tough man-to-man defense. Here's a three ball, and it's good by Gavazzi of St. Mary's. Dutch pull out to a 5-2 lead. Warner with the ball. France back to Warner. He's open for a three. And it's off the mark and goes over the backboard. St. Mary's will get possession ahead by three. And they get it across the timeline. Around the outside for St. Mary's. Alzen playing tough defense. And then St. Mary's working for two open shots so far. And there's another open shot. That was Davis driving inside. And a foul on your Owls. Davis will shoot two. The foul is on Brendan Warner. His first and the team's first. First free throw is up and good by Davis. Second one on its way. And good. St. Mary's now leads 7-2. Owls a little bit of a funk here to start the game. Adam Ward calls a play. He's up top. France looking for an open man. Back to Ward. Down to Reese in the corner. Reese takes a three. And it's good. Talon Reese with a three ball. 7-5, the Owls trail. And there's a long pass down low to Davis, who lays it in. The pressure left Davis alone underneath. And the Owls throw it away. So St. Mary's will have possession ahead 9-5. 5 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the first quarter. Across the timeline, double team. Good pressure there by Warner and France. Again, double team. Timeout taken by St. Mary's. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. This is WSB or Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to St. Mary's. James Patrick here at the Dutch Oven, where your Owls are taking on the St. Mary's Flying Dutch. 4:52 to go in the first quarter. The Dutch currently lead 9-5, and they're going to inbound. And they do get it inbounds to Davis. Davis over to Paul. And there is an open three ball for Nadzicki and a rebound put back up in by Nadzicki. 11-5, St. Mary's leads. St. Mary's, no, 2-3 zone St. Mary's is in. Brendan Warner with a three ball off the mark. Rebounded, good strong rebound by Talon Reese into Warner, who went down the lane and he puts it in. So good movement and good eyes and good pass by Talon Reese. Warner misses a shot, then goes straight to the basket, and there's a steal by Jake France. Jake's off and running, and he creates a move and lays it in. So four quick points by your Owls, and it's 11-9, St. Mary's lead. There's a steal by Reese. Oh, and stolen back by St. Mary's. And Nadzicki up off the mark. Another board by Nadzicki. And a foul on the Owls. Nadzicki is going to shoot two. That one's on Weinberg, his first, the team's second. A lot of end-to-end action there for a second. Couple steals. Well, three steals. Two for us, one for them. Nadzicki's first free throw is up and short. This is Louis Nadzicki. Second one is on its way. And it's good. So the Owls with possession down by three. 3:46 to go in the first. There's Jake for three in the corner. Off the back iron. Rebounded by St. Mary's. St. Mary's across the timeline. Double team, France and Ward. They get out of it. Down to Nadzicki into an open Davis. Davis too hard. Good ball movement, but just too hard on the layup. Owls rebound. Oh, there's a no-look pass by France that goes off of St. Mary's arm out of bounds. Adam Ward will inbound. Starting five on the floor for your Owls. Warner, Weinberg, Reese, Ward, France. Talon with the ball, Adam. Down low, Jake. Chase Weinberg. I thought Weinberg might have got fouled, but Weinberg puts it up strong underneath. It's a one-point game. So the Owls with a little momentum here, and then just that quick, Gavazzi cuts to the hoop, and St. Mary's lays it in. They take a three-point lead again. Weinberg down the lane, passes it to Reese. Reese out to France for a wide-open three, and it's good. Jake with 5 points now. We're back to a tie game at 14. A little pressure on the ball. It's down low to Paul. Paul misses a layup. And the Owls come away with it. France down low to Adam Ward. Oh! nice pass to Adam. Adam did a turnaround layup attempt, and it hit all sides of the rim and came back out. So it went out of bounds off St. Mary's, although the referees are talking about it. It's going to stay with your Owls. Tie game, 2:13 to go in the first. Technical foul on White, number five, A. Nadzicki. He must have said something to that official. The Owls never had a chance to inbound it, and there's a technical foul on the St. Mary's Dutch. So Jake France will be at the line. First one's good. Second one is up and good. So the Owls take a two-point lead, 16-14. They were trailing 11-5 just moments ago. They've really taken over here as of late. So Ward inbounds to France. 2:08 to go in the first. Ward to Reese, back to France. All the way down low. There's that alley-oop to Reese. That's what they were looking for earlier. That one was thrown to the Reese that's 6 foot. Nice play. And Talon lays it in. The Owls have a four-point lead. St. Mary's drives in. Swatted away by Reese. Rebounded come St. Mary's. Another rebound by St. Mary's. And another miss. And another rebound and another foul on possibly Weinberg. They just got four offensive rebounds in that possession. It is on Chase, and that'll be his second foul. Daniel Marasco checking into the game, as well as Andrew Terwilliger. And the first free throw by A. Nadzinski is off the mark. So Warner and Weinberg going to take a rest. Weinberg in trouble with two fouls. Warner does have one. Daniel Marasco and Andrew Terwilliger. Marcus Terwilliger, Andrew's his father. Second free throw by Nadzinski was good. Jake France with the ball up top. Daniel Marasco in the corner. Out to Adam Ward, foul line. Down to Talon Reese. Reese under the basket. France in the corner. France takes an open jumper, comes up short. Oh, nice rebound by Terwilliger. He misses. And then a nice rebound by Marasco, and he misses. And a foul on the Owls. That's a foul on Daniel Marasco. His first, the team's fourth. So 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Your Owls lead by three. Good defense here. Man-to-man defense by your Owls. Three ball for St. Mary's, and that's good. That's Gavazzi. That's his second three of the game. And we're tied at 18. Adam Ward with possession. Jake France down foul line. Daniel Marasco out to Reese. Reese is going to take a long three off the mark. Ward with a rebound, and Ward's fouled by Louis Nadzinski. That's going to be his first and their team second. Adam Ward will be at the line for two. First one's up and off the mark. 26.5 seconds left, tie ball game here in the first quarter. Second free throw's up and good. The Owls take a one-point lead. St. Mary's going to pull it down for one shot. Trailing 19-18, 15 seconds to go. Eight seconds. Good defense by your Owls. They do get an open jumper, and it's good. A. Nadzinski hits the three ball. So at the end of the first quarter, your Owls trail 21-19. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to St. Mary's. James Patrick here. We're Bradford Owls trail 21-19 at the end of the first quarter. Really well played back and forth first quarter. St. Mary's had the lead, you know, halfway through by 7-8, and then your Owls stormed back, took the lead, and now St. Mary's hits a three at the buzzer and takes a 21-19 lead into the second quarter. All five starters for both teams are on the board already. So balance across the board both ways. St. Mary's with possession, down low to Davis, and he's wide open. Good passing there by the Dutch. They take a four-point lead. Oh, ball intercepted. Terwilliger tried to get it to Ward. St. Mary's steals it away. There's Davis again driving in, and he lays it in. Good head fake by Davis. Got his man in the air and went around him. Here comes Jake. Jake was driving, but he got a reach-in foul on Louis Nidzitsky. That's his second, the team's first. Warner and Weinberg come back in for Marasco and Terwilliger. So starting five back in there for your Owls. France inbounds to Weinberg. Weinberg to Warner. Back to France for three in the corner. Oh, in and out. Rebounded by St. Mary's. St. Mary's with a six-point lead. And there is a pass down low and then back out. Open three for St. Mary's. And he, Gavazzi, that's his third three of the game. And St. Mary's pulls out to a nine-point lead. Just that quick. Your Owls were ahead, and now St. Mary's is up by nine. Warner, three ball. Off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's. There's a close to a steal by Talon Reese. Out of bounds off him. St. Mary's will inbound. Owls need to get a stop here, down by nine. Ward guards the ball. There's Davis with the ball out top. There's another three ball in the corner, and that's Gavazzi again, and he's on fire. St. Mary's pulls up by 12. And the Owls need to get things rolling there. It's down low to Reese. Reese over to France, a little jumper off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's. St. Mary's off and running. Davis pulls it up. Out there to Gavazzi. We got to get a guy on Gavazzi. He's just hitting threes. St. Mary's taking their time around the outside. Davis with the ball. Good defense by your Owls. There's Jake on the ball. Out to an open man. Who fakes a shot, gets it down to Paul. That was A. Nidzitsky, who faked a shot, got his man in the air, gets the ball down to Paul. Paul lays it in. Here comes Chase Weinberg across the lane, and he got fouled. That foul's on Davis, his first, the team's second. Owls are going to inbound. Jake France into Warner. Quickly two guys on Warner. Now Jake in the corner. Jake all the way. Reverse layup it in. Jake France breaks that run by St. Mary's. We're back to within 12. 33-21. 5 minutes to go in the half. St. Mary's really good, patient with their ball movement. This is certainly different looking St. Mary's team than we saw a month ago. And there's, Reese just dove out of bounds trying to steal one. But the ball went with him. So good hustle there by Talon Reese. And there's a discussion. A referee's talking to Davis, and a referee's talking to them to themselves. And looks like we go back to normal. Okay. St. Mary's is going to inbound with a 12-point lead. I believe your Bradford Owls won by 30-plus back in the Owls' nest, so this is certainly a different effort from the St. Mary's team. And there's a shot up and in by Schultz, comes off the bench for St. Mary's. Dallin Reese with the ball. Reese to Ward. Ward back to Reese. Over to Warner. Warner to France. France. Reese. France takes a long three off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. St. Mary's with a ball and a 14-point lead. And there's a pass into Paul, who does a turnaround jumper. That's going to be a timeout by Coach Pinardi. It's a 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to St. Mary's. Your Owls are going to inbound coming out of the timeout. Trailing by 16 here with 3:35 to go in the first half. The Owls had a lead, and then St. Mary's hit a three at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter, and since then they've been on a tear. Warner with a little short jumper, and it's good. Owls trail by 14. Back on defense. St. Mary's has had great ball movement and pretty much had an open guy each time, and they aren't missing much. Okay, there's a turnover. Jake France to Adam Ward. It was too far of a pass. Adam missed it, and St. Mary's comes away with it, and Paul lays it in. So it's back to a 16-point lead. A little carelessness for your Owls with the ball there after that last steal. Down low to Weinberg. Weinberg kicks it back out to Reese. Reese to France. France gets his man in the air, drives, kicks it out to Warner. Warner takes a three. Off the mark, rebounded by Weinberg. Weinberg to France. Jake across the foul line, leaves it there for Warner. St. Mary's has been equally impressive on the defensive end here. And there's an errant pass, really, that turns out to be a jump ball and stay with the Owls. They tried to get it inside to Chase, and both guys grabbed it. So Talon Reese, 2:03 to go in the first half. There's Jake France. Jake, nice drive and up and under. Lays it in. 1:53 to go. Owls trail by 14. Let's try to get, there's a steal by Jake France, and he's off and running. One on two, and he lays it in. I was just going to say that Owls would need to get this below 10 before the half. It's at 12 right now. And there's a backcourt violation. And the Owls are going to have possession down by 12. See if we can get momentum back here. Adam Ward's going to inbound to France. 1:30 to go in the first half. France dribbles in. Hands off to Ward. Weinberg with that foul line jumper that he hit at the beginning of the game, misses that one. Rebound St. Mary's. St. Mary's looks like they might be slowing it down a little bit here. And as I say that, there it goes. Tipped out of bounds by Warner. St. Mary's will keep possession, up by 12, 1 minute to go in the first half. Good ball movement by St. Mary's. The shot's off the mark, rebounded by Weinberg, and a foul. I think that'll be on Paul for St. Mary's. It will. That's his first, the team's third. Owls have had no fouls here in the second quarter. 46 seconds to go in the first half. Owls trail by 12. Warner, Weinberg, France fakes a long three. Reese, Warner in the corner, 25 seconds to go. France, Adam Ward, far corner, back to France, back to Ward. Oh, Ward tries to get it to Reese, and it goes off of Reese, and St. Mary's comes away with it. 10 seconds to go in the first half. There's a wide-open jumper, long. The Owls are going to have a chance here. 3-2-1. Warner for a long three. Oh! And it goes around the rim and out. So your halftime score will be the St. Mary's Flying Dutch, 39. Your Bradford Owls, 27. I'll get some numbers here together, and I'll be back for the halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back for the halftime show here at the Dutch Oven in St. Mary's. This is James Patrick. Tonight, your Bradford Owls are taking on the St. Mary's Flying Dutch. Crazy game so far. So St. Mary's starts out, they go up by roughly seven or so. The Owls storm back to take the lead. And then at the end of the first quarter, St. Mary's hits a buzzer beater to take a two-point lead. And then the whole second quarter happens. St. Mary's outscores your Owls 18-8 in the second quarter. Gavazzi hit 3 three-pointers in a row. Good ball movement. Getting it down low to Paul and Davis. So St. Mary's up, then the Owls take a lead, then St. Mary's takes over. But the Owls cut it to 12, and I'm sure Coach Bernardi will make some halftime adjustments. And to me right now, this result is kind of shocking. So I think the Owls will come back here in the second half. Leading scorers in the game so far for St. Mary's, Gavazzi has 14 points, Davis with 8, and Paul with 8. For your Owls, Jake France has 13, Brendan Warner with 4, Talon Reese 5, Chase Weinberg 4, Adam Ward with 1. All five starters were on the board for both teams in the first quarter. It was back and forth, and the Owls came away with trailing by 2-21-19. If you missed it, the JV game went to double overtime earlier today in the this evening, and your Bradford Owls came out victorious 54-47. And so your JV Owls continue their impressive season. Teams are coming back out on the floor now. At least they're starting to. So once again, your Owls trail 39-27 here in St. Mary's. We'll take one more short break and be back with you. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back. Halftime here at St. Mary's. James Patrick with you. Thanks for tuning in for WESB basketball this evening. The Owls trail by 12 at halftime. I'd look for the Owls to pick up the defensive intensity. I think they'll – commonly they go with a three-quarter court. They might go full court pressure on made baskets here in the second half. But I would look for the Owls to make a run. But St. Mary's has been very smart on both ends. I mean, they really are. It's a totally different St. Mary's team than we saw up in Bradford. I believe all the names are the same, but they've turned their season around, it looks like, at least. So St. Mary's going to inbound here to start the third quarter. Original five starters for both teams out there. Owls man-to-man defense. Working it around the outside. Nobody moving down low yet. And there is a three-second violation on St. Mary's. So let's see if that'll get the Owls rolling here. Try to cut it to 10 for starters. Reese inbounds to Ward, and then Reese will be across the timeline. St. Mary's, a 1-3-1 zone, looks like. Chase Weinberg down low to Talon Reese. Reese with a turnaround jumper. It's good. So Talon Reese hits the jumper, and the Owls are within 10, 39-29. Davis gets in there, and he's a thick, he looks like a wrestler. He got down low and laid it in. Ward with the ball, top of the key. Calling out the play, Reese in the corner. Reese back out to Ward, over to France. France gets a bit of an opening, and then he goes off to Reese for a three off the mark, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Owls. Warner almost got the rebound. Kane will inbound. St. Mary's will inbound. They've got the same colors as Kane. St. Mary's across the timeline. They lead 41-29. And there's a pass down low. Oh. Looked like it could have been a jump ball, but it looks they may have called Weinberg for a foul. And they did. That's Chase's third foul early in the second half here. He's going to stay in the game. Oh, that was on Warner. Sorry, his second. And St. Mary's turns the ball over. So no real foul trouble. Two guys with two fouls, Warner and Weinberg. And St. Mary's has one player with two fouls. 6 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. 41-29. The Dutch lead. Owls working it around the outside. And they get it down low to an open Reese, who got his man in the air, waited to get fouled, and laid it in. Nice move there by Talon. So the Owls can cut it to nine here with this free throw. That foul's on Nadzinski. Louis Nadzinski, that's his third. Free throw's up. Off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's. Owls did pressure the ball, but that led to an open layup for Paul. And the Owls come the other way fast, tipped out of bounds by St. Mary's. Into the game comes Schultz for Louis Nadzinski. Jake France inbounds right to Warner, or Weinberg, who's a little hard with the layup. Adam Ward with the rebound. There's Jake all the way across court pass to the corner. Jake drives. It's off the mark. Reese with a strong rebound. Gets it up and gets fouled. Oh, offensive foul on Reese. That'll be his first. The team's second. Owls trail by 12. St. Mary's working it around the outside. With a 12-point lead, they're being pretty patient. Clark throws up a jumper, gets a foul on. There's Weinberg's third foul. Clark got around Weinberg and just threw something up, but it worked. Two shots will be for Davis. First shot is up and off the mark. Into the game comes Marcus Twilliger for Brendan Warner. Earlier, I had Marcus's father checking into the game. He'd only go up and down a few times before he was exhausted. He'll yell at me for that. But second free throw is good by Davis. It's a 13-point St. Mary's lead. Jumper, foul line jumper by Weinberg is off the mark, rebounded by St. Mary's. Owls need to get some mojo going here. There's a shot by St. Mary's, is off the mark. Reese with a rebound. Comes away quick, looking for an open man. To Williger, they get it down to Weinberg, who takes a 10-foot jumper, and it's good. So back to within 11. 44-33, 4:15 to go in the third quarter. They left it there for Davis, who gets an open. Oh, and it's blocked. Blocked by Weinberg. Open Nadzinski, who misses it, got his own rebound, and then Weinberg blocked it. Here's Reese on the other end. Weinberg driving and lays it in. Strong move on both ends there by Chase Weinberg, and timeout taken by St. Mary's. That's going to be a full timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball, WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Welcome back. St. Mary's is going to inbound under the Owls basket. Great hustle there on both ends by Chase Weinberg with a block and then a strong move for a layup down low underneath. The Owls will cut the lead here to 9. It's down to single digits. St. Mary's with the ball. They get an open Davis for 3 off the mark, rebounded by Reese. Down low, Weinberg to Williger, France, Reese in the corner for 3, and it's good. Talon with his second 3 ball of the game, and the Owls are within 6. Little fire on the sideline there now for the Owls. There's a shot off the mark, rebounded by Adam Ward. Adam outlet to Jake. Jake drives. Oh, and left it for Weinberg, but Adam Ward hauls it in. Reese to Williger. Reese, France. Weinberg down low to Adam Ward down lower, and it's off his hands. Adam Ward hustles all the way back for the steal after it was stolen from him. You could see him bird dogging that kid all the way down the court, and he came from behind and stole it back. So your Owls trail by 6 with possession. Ward, France, top of the key. Ward to the corner for Reese. Oh, Reese's pass. Tried to get it across court, and it got tipped. St. Mary's comes away with it. 2:16 to go. 6-point lead for the Flying Dutch. Owls have cut the 12-point lead in half so far here in the third. There's Davis. Davis drives down, passes it off to Nadinsky. Oh, and there's a board, and then another missed shot. 2 missed shots, and Weinberg comes away with it. And I'll tell you what, the Owls tried a long outlet to Reese, and Davis sacrificed everything and tipped that thing and saved it. He hit the floor hard. Now he comes up short on a shot. Weinberg rebounds. This time the Owls taking a little bit of their time. There's down low to Adam Ward, who's fouled. Fouled by Paul. Adam will shoot 2. Daniel Marasco going to check into the game. Owls trail by 6, 1:19 to go. First free throw's up and short. Adam knows that I'd tell him to bend his knees a little more. We'll talk about that after. One more shot here for Adam Ward. So Daniel Marasco comes in for Chase Weinberg. Second free throw's up and off the mark. St. Mary's rebound, long outlet down the court. Then they pull it up. Gavazzi, top of the key, hands it off to Davis. There's nice ball movement, and Paul lays it in for St. Mary's, back to an 8-point lead. 56 seconds to go in the third quarter. And off the hands of Terwilliger in the corner, and St. Mary's will gain possession. 48 seconds to go, third quarter. A little sloppy by the Owls as of the last couple possessions. Got to get on another one of those runs. 36 to go in the half. Davis with the ball. Davis again. Over to Schultz. France and Ward pressuring the ball. Good defense by your Owls. I think St. Mary's will hold it now. We're down to 14 seconds. Davis drives, kicks it out. There's a floater in the lane. Miss, put back by Schultz. Schultz with a rebound and put back at the buzzer. St. Mary's leads 48-38. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. James Patrick here at the Dutch Oven. Now your Owls trail 48-38 going into the fourth quarter. Bradford cut it to six there in the fourth quarter, but then lost the momentum. St. Mary stretched it back out to 10. So the Owls got to just, they got to get it done this quarter. It feels like they can, but gutsy, very good effort by St. Mary's. Bradford's going to inbound. Ward to France. Starting five on the floor for your Owls. Down low to Warner. Warner out to Reese. Reese drives. Floater short. Weinberg gets the rebound and puts it back. And they cut it to an eight-point lead. There's pressure on the ball by the Owls. They break the timeline. Down low. Okay, and there's a travel created. Good defense by Chase Weinberg. I thought the other referee was going to call it, so I was watching him. Very good defense there by Chase. So the Owls have the ball down by eight. Adam Ward, Talon Reese, back to Adam Ward, Jake. France gets it to Weinberg down low. Chase with a real strong reverse move off the mark, but the rebound comes out to Warner. Owls get another chance. Jake France, Weinberg, foul line, back to Jake. Jake's going to take a foul line jumper, and it's in. Jake's first points of the second half, and the Owls cut it back to six. Come on, defense, let's go. Weinberg's guarding the ball. There's Davis. Davis with the ball. Good fake right there by A. Nadzicki, and he lays it in. He got Warner in the air and went right around him. Back to an eight-point game. 6:25 to go in the game. Adam Ward up top. Sets up the play, Jake France. France tries to get it down low to Weinberg, and it's tipped out of bounds by St. Mary's. Gavazzi comes back into the game for Schultz. So all five starters for both teams out there. Owls get it in. Reese almost stolen away, but he gets it back. Trying to get it down low to Weinberg. Warner has an open jumper. Weinberg gets a rebound. And St. Mary's takes it away from him. And then the Owls steal it back. Reese, France for three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Adam Ward. Back to France. France down low for Reese, stolen away. That was not wise. There was three guys on Reese there. Down low. So St. Mary's comes away with a ball. And there's a foul on Jake France. He thought he got all ball. Two shots here for St. Mary's, Louis Nadzicki with an eight-point lead. And the foul's on Jake. That's his first, the team's first. First free throws around the rim and out. .532 to go in the game. Second free throw short, and St. Mary's comes away with a rebound. There's a jumper off the mark. That one's rebounded by Brendan Warner, and he's fouled. And that's Nadzicki, and that's his fourth foul. That'll be the second team foul. Or no, their first team foul. So Nadzicki's going to sit now with four fouls. He's had a lot of rebounds in this game, so maybe that'll help the Owls out. Ward with the ball across the timeline to Jake France. France down to Reese. Reese out to Warner. Adam Ward back up top. Warner. France on the point. Down in the corner, Adam Ward. Back to Reese. Warner. Warner drives. Kicks it to Jake. And it was almost stolen away by A. Nadzinski. But it went out of bounds off him. And it's going to be a timeout, full timeout here by the Owls. With your score 50-42, the Dutch lead. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. The Owls are going to inbound here. 5 minutes to go in the game. Owls trail by eight. Adam Ward over to Jake France. Jake to Adam. Adam, Brendan Warner. Working it around the outside, trying to get somebody open down low. Warner's going to take a three off the mark. Rebounded by Reese. Reese with a put. Tried to put it back, but he was fouled. I think they'll get that on A. Nadzinski. They will. His first, the team's second. So the Owls maintain possession down by eight. 4 minutes, 37 seconds to go in the game. We did have a double overtime JV game. Let's try to get this game to overtime. Adam Ward in the corner. Dribbles out. Back up top. France. Weinberg at the foul line. One dribble. Kicks it back out to Jake. And then down low to Reese. Reese with a little floater. Good. Little left-handed floater for Talon Reese. Six-point game. 4:15 to go. We need to get a defensive stop here. Oh, Talon goes for it, almost gets it. And there is a foul on Jake France on the floor. That's going to be Jake's second. He doesn't think so, and the team's second. Owls going for that steal pretty aggressively. St. Mary's working the ball around the outside. There's Davis again. Gavazzi, Paul, good defense. 3:43 to go in the game. Owls trail by six. There's a drive and a block by Reese, and a save by Reese, and out of bounds off of Jake France. That ball was across the end line and then going up the sideline. Both just barely in bounds. So St. Mary's is looking to inbound. Out of bounds off Warner. 3:29 to go. 50-44, the Flying Dutch lead. Jake France, defense on the ball. Davis has the ball now. Davis down low. Kicks it back out to Nadzinski. Nadzinski all the way out to half court, resets, pass to off the mark shot there by Paul, rebounded by Reese. The Owls come away with a chance to cut it to four. Weinberg, Warner, kicks it to Reese for three, off the mark. Owls strong for the rebound. Jake France to Adam Ward underneath, lays it in. Good ball movement, good hustle. We've got a four-point game. The Owls have not been this close. 2:47 to go. It's been a while since the Owls have been this close. Pressure on the ball and a timeout called by St. Mary's. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay here for this one. So 2:40 to go in the game. It's 50-46. St. Mary's leads. Owls with a little bit of momentum here. A couple nice defensive stops. Good ball movement, good hustle on the offensive rebound end. And, you know, found Adam Ward there underneath all alone to get the two to bring it to a four-point game. So let's see if we can get another stop here. Owls trailed by 10 coming into this quarter. It's down to four. Five starters, Ward, Weinberg, Warner, France, Reese on the court for the Owls. We may see Nadzinski with the four fouls come back for St. Mary's. And we do not. He's still on the bench with the four fouls. Schultz in the game for him. Four starters and Schultz. They said Adam Ward didn't give him enough room to inbound the pass. And that looks like it might be a foul. Or they may reset the clock. It's 2:40 right now. I don't know what we did there, but St. Mary's is going to inbound. They get it down low. Nice fake. Nice fake and a basket by Paul. Paul got Weinberg in the air and was able to just lay it in. Owls with the ball, down by six. Adam Ward in the corner. France to Warner. Warner dribbles. Brings it back out across court to France. Down low to Weinberg. Jumper, foul line jumper, off the mark. Rebounded by St. Mary's. The Owls pressure, but St. Mary's breaks it across. There's a steal by Adam Ward. Oh, dribbled. The ball was dribbled off of, Adam Ward dribbled it off of a St. Mary's player foot. But Adam walked away as it rolled out of bounds, and they called it out of bounds off Adam. So St. Mary's ball. Nice feed down low to Schultz, who lays it in. Back up to an 8-point lead. 1:42 to go. Chase gets his man in the air. Goes in. Gavazzi thought he had a block. Chase is going to shoot two. Gavazzi's first foul, team's third. Certainly got to get these free throws and pressure the ball. First one's up and good. Seven-point game, 1:26 to go. Second one's up and good. Timeout called by Coach Benardi. It's a full timeout with your Owls trailing 54-48. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Okay, St. Mary's going to inbound, leading by six. He got a timeout. The Owls with great defense there, and St. Mary's almost had the five-second call, but their coach got a timeout. We're going to take a short break again. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Okay, welcome back. Let's reset the game. 1:26 to go. St. Mary's to inbound under the Owls basket with a six-point lead. Owls playing pressure defense. St. Mary's gets it inbounded. And there's a throwaway by St. Mary's. Oh. And it's going to be Owls basketball down by six. 1:21 to go. Adam Ward not picking it up till almost half court. Start the clock. Jake France back to Ward. Warner. Tough defense here. Jake France for three. Oh, off the mark and goes over the backboard. It's going to be St. Mary's ball. 1:10 to go. Six-point lead for St. Mary's. Owls not guarding the inbounder, but they are guarding everybody else, and they get it in. And down to an open man who's going to lay it in, Davis. So the Owls sold out on the pressure, and that created a... Jake France is fouled by A. Nadzinski. Maybe the fifth on St. Mary's. It is only the fourth, so the Owls inbound. Here's Jake for three. It's good. Rattled it in from three. 46 seconds to go. Oh. What are they going to call? Wow. They're simply going to call that out of bounds on Bradford. So they never got it crossed half court, but it was within the 10 seconds. Foul on Adam Ward. His first, the team's third. The Owls are going to have to foul here and get him at the line. So a five-point lead for St. Mary's, 38.4 seconds to go. They inbound it to Davis, who's quick, but Warner catches up with him for the foul. That's Warner's third. Warner and Weinberg with three, the team's fourth. So St. Mary's will shoot on the next one. Inbounded. Good job of keep away here by St. Mary's. Very good job of keep away here by St. Mary's. And there's a foul on Warner. 28.1 to go. It looks like A. Nadzinski is going to go to the line for two. Five-point lead. Two free throws for St. Mary's. First one's good. That's the fourth foul on Warner, but there's only 28 seconds left. Second one's up, and good. That's wrong guy to foul, I guess. He didn't touch the rim. So Bradford's going to inbound the ball. 28 seconds, 7-point trail by seven. Owls would have to get up a quick three. Half-court pass to Warner. Warner, Weinberg, Ward, tries to get it low to Reese. Goes off St. Mary's out of bounds. 21.1 to go. Warner for a long three. It's good. And timeout called by Coach Pinardi. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. No, it's going to be a full timeout. Your Owls currently trail 58-44. 17 seconds to go, and St. Mary's will be inbounding the ball. Five starters out there for your Owls. It's going to be A. Nadzinski inbounding. The Owls do choose not to inbound or guard the inbounder. They get it in, and there's a foul. Weinberg is fourth, and that's going to be Paul going to the line for two. 16.1 to go, four-point game. First one's up, and off the mark. Here comes Louis Nadzinski into the game. He's got four fouls. Second free throw on its way, and it's in and out. Rebounded by Reese, 15 seconds, down by four. Stolen away by A. Nadzinski. Very and he just holds it up. It has to get fouled. That right there was a great play by Nadzinski. You know, reset the ball. They were looking to get somebody open for a three, and Nadzinski just picked his pocket. So he's going to have two free throws. We're down to 5 seconds to go in the game. First one's up and good. There's a five-point lead. Second free throw is up and short. Adam Ward with the rebound. 4 seconds down to France. Turns around and shoots. Almost banks in a three, but your final score tonight is going to be the St. Mary's Dutch, 59, and your Bradford Owls, 54. We'll tally some stuff here. We'll have the post game. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Welcome back to St. Mary's. This is James Patrick with Owls Basketball. Tonight, your Bradford Owls come up on the short end of a 59-54 score. You know, it was a real well-played game and balanced game. Two evenly matched teams. The surprising thing is that earlier this month, or actually it was earlier, it was last month. Well, this is still the 31st, earlier this month. Bradford handled St. Mary's quite easily back home in the Owl's Nest. So St. Mary's turned the table tonight. St. Mary's took an early lead, and then the Owls came back and took a lead before St. Mary's hit a buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, St. Mary's outscored the Owls by 10. Pretty much maintained that throughout the third quarter. Then the Owls cut it in the fourth quarter to as little as 4, but couldn't get any closer. And we finished with a five-point spread at 59-54. So balanced scoring for both teams across the board. For St. Mary's, they were led by Paul with 14, Davis with 13. Sorry, Gavazzi had 14 also, and Nadzinski had 9. Your Owls were led by Jake France with 18, Talon Reese with 14, Chase Weinberg with 12, Brendan Warner with 7, Adam Ward with 3. So, you know, I'm sure the Owls are disappointed, but it was a good, well-played game by both teams. Good hustle on both ends, but the Owls come up short. We'll be back in action and back on the air Friday night from the Owls Nest as your Owls take on the Port Allegheny Gators. Game time scheduled for 7:30. As you know, sometimes they tip a little early, so tune in a little early if you're going to tune in with us. Spend your Friday evening with us. So once again, the final score here from St. Mary's is the St. Mary's Flying Dutch, 59. Your Bradford Owls, 54. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.